You're listening to 91.9 KBCR News. I'm Jessica Greenwell. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KBCR News contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Jessica.
So the Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court, in a speech before the legislature, highlighted the need for more judges in the Inland Empire.
Yeah, the shortage of judges has been a problem here for decades. I reported on it several times over the course of my 30-year career in the Inland Empire. Why has it not gotten better? State legislators have actually tried to add to the number of judges here 10 or 11 years ago, but it's gotten shot down. The system is so badly out of adjustment now that in the past 27 months, 437 misdemeanor cases and 57 felony cases had to be dismissed in Riverside County alone because there was no judge available to try them. The Chief Justice, Patricia Guerrero, brought up the lack of enough judges in her annual State of the Judiciary address at the state capitol last month. She said the shortage is evident across the state, but especially severe in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. A judicial needs assessment in 2022 determined that San Bernardino County was short 30 judges and Riverside County was short 22. Judges in our two counties have nearly 20% higher caseloads assigned to them than the state average. A spokeswoman for the San Bernardino County Courts said that county is now short about 26 judges to bring it up to state standards. Riverside County has been able to fill some of the gaps by hiring temporary judges, but that comes at a cost of about $3 million last year.
So if this problem has been identified for so many years, why has it not been corrected?
That's a good question. I mean, part of the reason it's so out of whack is because the population of our area has grown so fast and the number of judges added has not kept pace. And then there's the cost. When I wrote about this back in 2016, it took about $1 million to add one judge because, remember, that's not just the cost of the judge's salary, but also the support personnel, clerks and bailiffs, plus adding a courtroom. So the State Judicial Council examines caseloads, population figures, and the complexity of cases in each county periodically to determine how many judges should be allocated to each county. So again, back in 2016, San Bernardino County was short 57 judges and Riverside County 51 judges. So you can see the imbalance has gotten a little bit better, but that still leaves the courts in the Inland Empire overwhelmed. And I doubt the state legislature will allocate enough money to add more judges now.
It always comes down to money, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, next, let's update listeners on the battle over the ballots from last November's election that Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco seized with warrants signed by a local judge.
Yeah, there have been several developments in this matter. First, the California Supreme Court has told Bianco to stop his investigation while the justices review the case filed by Attorney General Rob Bonta, alleging that Bianco's seizure of more than 650,000 ballots in the November election was illegal because it overstepped Bianco's authority as sheriff. The Supreme Court ordered Bianco and Bonta to agree on a special master to take possession of the ballots and 426 boxes of other election-related material while the investigation is on hold.
So what was Bianco's reaction to the Supreme Court ruling?
Bianco posted on social media that he's very happy that the court will take the case, and he said he's confident the court will allow him to resume the investigation after they look into it.
And what are some of the other developments in the case?
Well, a Superior Court judge in Riverside County granted Bonta's request to fast-track his lawsuit. The next hearing in that matter is scheduled for Monday. And the request of a coalition of media companies, including Southern California News Group, to unseal the search warrants Bianco used to seize the ballots and other materials was granted. Bianco didn't oppose that motion because he said there's no longer any reason for secrecy. And what those unsealed warrants revealed was that the Sheriff's Department has twice before sought search warrants over election materials in 2023 and 2024, citing the same concerns that the number of votes counted didn't agree with the number of ballots received from the Postal Service. And lastly, it has come out that the judge who signed the search warrants in this current case may have a friendly relationship with Bianco. Bianco endorsed him when he ran for the seat on the bench in 2022, and he was a guest on the program Our Watch, run by Pastor Tim Thompson of the 412 Church Temecula Valley. Thompson is an ally of Bianco's. What's more, the judge, Jay Keel, when he was running for the seat in Riverside County, praised Bianco, saying he and his deputies go out and aggressively enforce the law. So that raises the question of whether Bianco deliberately sought a friendly judge when seeking these very controversial warrants to seize ballots. A sheriff spokesman denied Bianco did any judge shopping, that Keel just happened to be the duty judge when the warrants were sought. But the court does notify the sheriff's department each month of which judge is on duty and posts the rotation schedule in a first-floor office in the Hall of Justice not far from sheriff's headquarters.
And isn't there another lawsuit also pending in this matter?
Right. That's the one filed by the UCLA Voting Rights Project. It seeks to get the ballots returned to the Registrar of Voters. That one is before the state Supreme Court. It's unclear when that will be heard, but at least for now, the ballots will be with a special master, as the Supreme Court ordered.
Thanks for these updates. And next, State Senator Sabrina Cervantes is suing the city of Sacramento over the way police handled her arrest last May on suspicion of driving under the influence when blood tests showed she had no intoxicant in her system.
Yeah, remember the state senator from Riverside was arrested in May 2025 after an SUV hit her state-issued sedan at an intersection near the state capitol. Police announced that they had cited her for allegedly driving under the influence. They got a search warrant for a blood sample at the hospital where she was taken after the accident, and that blood test showed no alcohol or drugs in her system. So now Cervantes has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Sacramento, saying its police officers lied after the crash and fabricated evidence, then damaged her reputation and her standing in the public by pushing the false narrative out to the news media. Cervantes said people have called for her resignation because of that false accusation of driving under the influence, and people bring it up weekly in attacking her.
What does the lawsuit ask the city to do?
Well, the lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for violations of federal civil rights and California law. Her lawyer said the case is about abuse of power.
And what do Sacramento police and city officials say about Cervantes' lawsuit?
They did not initially respond to requests for comment.
Well, thank you for all this news, as always, Cassie.
Thank you, Jessica.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Jessica Greenwell, KVCR News.